弟兄姐妹们，主日平安。Good morning, everyone. Now it's time to read the scripture. Today, the scripture we will read is Luke chapter 2, verses 8 to 16. 今天我们要读的经文在路加福音第二章八到十六节。路加福音第二章八到十六节。请起立 ,please stand up.请在伯利恒之野地里有牧羊的人，夜间按着根刺看守羊群，有主的使者站在他们旁边，主的荣光四面照着他们，牧羊的人就甚惧怕。那天使对他们说，不要惧怕，我报给你们大喜的信息是关乎万民的，今天在大卫的城里为你们生了救主，就是主基督。你们要看见一个婴孩包着布卧在马槽里，那就是记号了。忽然有一大队天兵同那天使赞美神说，在至高之处荣耀归于神，在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。众天使离开他们升天去了，牧羊的人彼此说，我们往伯利恒去看看所成的事，就是主所指示我们的。他们急忙去了，就寻见玛利亚和约瑟，又有那婴孩卧在马槽里。 And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby,keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today, in the time of David, a Savior has been born to you.He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloth and lying in a manger. Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests. When the angels had left them,And gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, Let's go to Bethlehem and see the thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about. So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. Please remain standing. Let's pray.
让我们一起低头祷告。亲爱的天父，永生的神，你是亚伯拉罕的神，你是雅各以色列的神，你也是我们的神。你的话语安定在天，直到永远。求你打开我们心灵的眼睛，让我们可以看到你所预备的救恩，让我们可以更多的认识你。祷告奉主的名求，阿们。 Please be seated.
现在是正道的时间，今天我们请到肖敏琪弟兄为我们正道。肖敏琪弟兄与妻子在本会侍奉多年，他曾担任宣教部以及理事会主任主席。 Now is the time for the sermon. Now let's welcome Brother Minchi Xiao to give a sermon.
他今天证道的题目是真神降生。
So let's give Minchi Xiao the time to give us a sermon on the true God incarnate.
各位弟兄姐妹，圣诞快乐。
Brothers and sisters, Merry Christmas.
在美国到了年底有两个很重要的节日，一个是感恩节，一个是圣诞节。
In the US, there are two major holidays at the end of the year. One is Thanksgiving and the other is Christmas.
大家有没有发现，只要感恩节一过，电台的音乐就是充满着圣诞节的音乐。
Have you noticed that right after Thanksgiving, the radio stations begin to play Christmas music?
许多家庭、街道、商家也会开始有不同的摆饰，充满着特别温馨的气氛。
Homes, streets, and businesses light up with festive decorations and Christmas lights.
连我住的那条街到了圣诞夜，感觉也没有那么不好了。
Even the street where I live doesn't feel so bad when it's Christmas time.
小时候我过圣诞节真的以为主角就是圣诞老公公。那么过节的高潮就是看看袜子里面到底藏着什么礼物。
When I was little, I seriously thought that the star of Christmas was Santa Claus, and that the highlight of Christmas was to check my stocking for gifts.
现在我知道耶稣才是主角，这也难怪以前会听人家说是耶诞节，因为是纪念耶稣诞生。
Now I finally understand Jesus is the star of Christmas. No wonder it is called Christmas to celebrate the birth of Christ.
要说圣诞节也可以，就是纪念圣婴诞生吧。让我们今天一同在这样的敬拜的场合，透过纪念耶稣的降生来敬拜他。
Let us remember the birth of our Lord and worship Jesus today.
我们一起来祷告。
Let us pray.
父神，我们来到你的面前，敬拜你，尊崇你，向你祷告。求主让我们今天就借着你的话语，能够真实的看到真神为我们而生，有一子赐给了我们。他的名称为奇妙测试，全能的神，永在的父，和平的君。特别让我们在圣诞节的时候，将我们的目光，将我们的心思意念，再一次注目在我们的主耶稣基督身上。让主耶稣他真实的王权，他改变的能力，以及他永恒的平安，成就在我们每个人生命里头。这样祷告是奉靠耶稣基督的名，阿们。无论是在哪一个国家，都有伟大的君主，或者对国家有贡献的人，甚至是改变整个民族命运的人，他们的生日都被人拿过来纪念。
Every country has special days to commemorate the birthdays of influential people who have changed the course of history.
像是美国的 President's Day， 马丁路德金博士的纪念日，就是以美国国父华盛顿的生日，还有 Martin Luther King 的生日来纪念。
For example, the U.S. celebrates George Washington's birthday on President's Day and remembers Martin Luther King on Martin Luther King's birthday.
这让我想到一般人他被纪念诞辰的时间总是在这个人死了之后，然后被一群人所设立出来。
But most of these commemoration days are established after the person dies.
只要是政府或者民间团体，他有能力、有权力的，随时可以有一个新的纪念日来被设立。
A new commemoration day could be instituted at any time as long as the government or an organization has the power to do so.
像是最近这个 Cesar Chavez 也是在他过世之后被现任总统 Obama 来宣布以他的生日来纪念他对人民的贡献。
Recently, President Obama declared Cesar Chavez's birthday as a national day to celebrate his legacy and birth of Cesar Chavez.
那么我们现在过的圣诞节也是在耶稣死了以后被制定出来的，只是因为那是在耶稣死后几百年，而且圣经也没有清楚写明耶稣的生日，所以真正的日子没有办法完全的确定。
In fact, the Christmas we now celebrate was also instituted several hundred years after the death of Jesus. The Bible does not provide the exact birth date of Jesus, so it was impossible to determine the actual date.
经过几百年的流传下来，现在美国这个国家是以12月25定为圣诞节。
And so, following the tradition of hundreds of years, the U.S. now celebrates Christmas on December 25th.
人死了以后，他的生日被拿来纪念，这是很普通，我们时常看到的。
It is not unusual for someone to be honored after his death.
但是，如果是在出生的时候就已经被人纪念，已经被人庆祝，那就是真的与众不同了。
But if someone is celebrated and honored on the day of his birth, that is unusual indeed.
你想嘛，每个人出生的时候不都一个样，什么都没有，什么都不会。
Think about it. Every baby is the same at birth. They have nothing and can't do anything.
所有的英勇事迹、丰功伟业，都是要等他长大了以后才看得出来，甚至一生的成就都要等到他盖棺论定了之后才可以决定。
All their heroic deeds are accomplished only after they are grown up, and some are not even recognized until after their deaths.
但是真神降生和其他人不同。耶稣是真神，他出生的时候就已经有人在纪念、欢庆并且敬拜，这是非常不同的。
But Jesus is God, and so his birth is different from man. When Jesus was born, he was honored, celebrated, and worshipped. This is unusual indeed.
我们今天一开始会看到的是神所定的圣诞节，这个日子和人所定的是不一样的。当时候满足，神差遣他儿子为女子所生的这个时候。
Today we will see that Christmas originated from God, that when the time had come, God sent his son to be born of a woman.
也就是在世人都还没有开始纪念圣诞节之前，没有圣诞树，没有圣诞装饰，更没有圣诞大餐，远远在这些事情发生之前。
Before there was Christmas, before Christmas trees, Christmas lights, Christmas shopping, Christmas dinners, there was Jesus.
但是那样热闹并且欢乐的气氛绝对不会亚于我们现在可以看感受到的。
But the joy and festivity that day was definitely not less than what we see today.
今天一方面我们要来看看当时按照神的旨意是如何来纪念耶稣的降生，另外一方面我们也来学习如何来预备我们自己来度过这一次的圣诞节。
Let us remember the birth of Jesus just as they did on that first Christmas day, and let us learn from them how to prepare ourselves to spend this Christmas in a meaningful way.
路加福音二章，刚刚 Anna 带我们看过的这段经文，从这边我们看到一些人物来迎接并且庆贺这位新生婴孩的降生，包括了在伯利恒里面的牧羊人，还有他们按着更次来看守羊群，还有一位报好信的天使，以及另外一大群的天使。在同声赞美。
In the scripture passage we just read, we saw that there were many people who came to receive and celebrate this newborn baby, including the shepherds, the angel, and the great company of heavenly hosts.
天使报的信息是什么？
What news did the angel bring?
是大喜的信息，是关乎万民的。这位婴孩的出生竟然带来了关乎万民的好消息。
He brought great good news that will cause great joy for the people. This little baby could actually bring great joy for all people.
这个当然也包括我们在座的每一位人都有关系的。这让我想到了我和这位婴孩的关系如何。
This makes me think, what does this baby have to do with me?
今年的圣诞节让我们多花一些时间来思想，这个婴孩和你的生命有关系吗？又是怎样的关系呢？
This Christmas, let us spend some time to think about what relationship we have with this baby.
在过去的这一年当中，这样的关系有没有什么不一样？
In the past year, how has this relationship changed?
感谢主，主让我看见过去我个人的祷告生活当中还有需要提升的空间，还可以再进步一点。
I thank God that He showed me that I have room to grow in my prayer life.
今年在灵修的时候，我的祷告终于大有进步。在更多当中，我可以看到我学习靠着祷告来依靠神，也更深的在祷告当中来学习亲近神。
This year I saw a great improvement in my prayer life. I found that I had trusted God more and experienced a deeper closeness with God.
回顾这一年的祷告日志，真的让我自己看见，我真的在祷告当中更深的经历神。
Looking back at my prayer journal this year, I could see that I really experienced God in a closer way.
在去年，我当时的团契组长修平弟兄，也就是教会目前支持的海洋宣教士，他为小组定下了读经计划，希望每个人可以选择你要读完一遍新约或者是读完一次旧约在一年当中。
Last year, my small group leader Samuel, who is also our overseas ocean missionary, challenged our small group to have a Bible reading plan, and we could choose from either reading through the New Testament or the Old Testament.
我当时选择了旧约，然后现在算了一下还有二十多章，按照进度我应该可以成功达成完成目标。
I chose the Old Testament, and now I have about 20-odd chapters left, so I should be able to finish by year-end.
我预计明年更仔细地来研读先知书。感谢神，在最近这一两个月的时间已经开始预备我读经的胃口，让我更期待明年的读经计划。
Next year, I plan to do an in-depth study of the books of the prophets, and thank God that in these couple of months, He has increased my appetite for scripture reading, so that I can look forward to next year's Bible reading plan.
你可能会问，怎么我的目标没有说是去哪里宣教，不是在哪个岗位好好侍奉神，或者在哪个地方开设团去传福音，去领人信主。
You might wonder, why is my goal not to go somewhere to on missions or to serve God more or to start a new fellowship.
因为我知道最基本的规划和安排还是回归到灵修、读经、祷告里头，这是绝对错不了的。
Because I know that the essential fundamentals start with my daily devotion, Bible reading, and prayer.
先将个人和神的关系建立好了、稳固了，其他的是次要的，是神愿意开路、加添给我们的机会与责任。
Once I have built up my personal relationship with God, everything else is secondary, and as we grow, God will add to us more opportunities and responsibilities.
在岁末年中，也是许多人正在回顾与展望的时间，不妨自己为自己与救主之间的关系来做一个规划与安排。
As the year draws to an end, perhaps many of you are looking back and looking forward. Why not plan to build your relationship with God in the new year?
从刚刚之后的经文，我们看到是一大队的天使所组成神的军队，也加入了颂赞的行列。他们同声颂赞，在至高之处荣耀归于神，在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。
In the scripture, we saw a great company of heavenly hosts who was praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those on whom His favor rests."
你们觉得一大队天兵大概是多少数量
？What do you think a great company of heavenly hosts includes?
以前在我脑海里面，可能觉得大概几十个人就不错了。
Before I thought maybe tens of people would be good enough.
但是我最近觉得，就算耶稣的降生要差一个十二营多的天兵来，也不为过。
But now I think that with Jesus' birth, even if he wanted to send 12,000?
No, maybe more than that.
A lot of.
Yeah.
It would still be reasonable.
就是大家可以想象在 Dodger Stadium 或者在 Rose Bowl， 所有的人站在那边庆贺这位婴孩的降生。
We can imagine standing in Dodger Stadium or the Rose Bowl, everyone standing to celebrate this newborn baby.
当时应该就是这样的场景。
It was probably like that at that time.
就在这个时候，他们来向世人宣告，神的时候已经满足了，神的儿子已经来到人世间了。
They were proclaiming to the people that the fullness of time had come and God will send his son into the world.
这位婴孩是在神的旨意之下借着圣灵承运而生，使天上独一真神得着了荣耀。
This baby was born under God's will by the Spirit and brought glory to God.
也因为这位婴孩的降生，世人终于有机会可以得到神所赐的平安与喜乐。
And because of the birth of this baby,Mankind finally had a chance to receive the joy and peace of the Lord.
今年的圣诞节，我可以做些什么，安排些什么活动，让神得着荣耀，让更多的人感受到神的平安喜乐。
This Christmas, what can I do? What activities can I plan so that God gets the glory and more can receive this joy and peace of the Lord?
请大家也可以提早安排一下。
Let us think about this.
原本按着更次去看守羊群的牧羊人，当听见了天使天君所报的好信之后，迅速的动身前往去伯利恒，最后也真的看见这位躺卧在马槽里的婴孩。
The shepherds who were watching over their flock, when they heard this good news, they hurried on their way to seek this baby, and they did find him in a manger.
他们因着亲身的行动遇见了耶稣。
Because of their action, they met Jesus.
若是在你的生命里面还没有和耶稣建立关系的朋友们，今年的圣诞节，我鼓励大家成为一个带有行动力的牧羊人。
If you haven't met Jesus, this Christmas I encourage you to become like the shepherds, actively seeking Jesus.
对于牧羊人来说，这羊群可能是他最大的财产。对他们而言，没有什么比看守羊群更重要的事了。
To the shepherds, this flock could be his livelihood. There's nothing more important than watching over his flock.
但是他们听见了这个大喜的信息之后，原本是要按着更次看守羊群，现在决定动身前往，最后真正的寻见耶稣。
But when they heard this good news, they were supposed to watch over the flock, but they now decided to turn and go and look for Jesus.
耶稣说：“凡祈求的就得着，寻找的就寻见，叩门的就给他开门。”这是主亲自的应许。
Jesus said, "For everyone who asks receives; the one who seeks finds; and the one who knocks, the door will be opened."
若是你愿意抛开过去 一成不变的生活，将你人生的方向朝着天使所指引的方向去，你将可以遇见耶稣，享受耶稣所赐丰盛的生命。
If you are willing to let go of your previous way of living and to turn in the direction of the angel's guidance, you will find Jesus and enjoy the abundant life that he gives.
为什么耶稣的降生可以带来关乎万民的好消息呢？我们可以从他的名字来看看。
Why did Jesus' birth bring such good news to all people? Let us see what his name reveals.
当我们去看望一个刚出生的 baby 的时候，见到他父母可能会说，哎呀，这个 baby 好可爱啊。然后接着就问他叫什么名字啊？
When we go visit a newborn baby, normally we would first say, how cute is the baby? And then ask, what is his name?
或许我们知道朋友当中有人怀孕了，除了预产期啦，孩子的性别之外，也不会忘记我说，哎，名字取好了没有？
If we know someone who is pregnant, usually we would ask, besides for the child's gender, what is his name?
不晓得教会现在正在怀孕的家庭，你们的孩子的名字想好了没有？
For those families now withWaiting for a child, have you thought of a name for your child?
名字总是带有一些含义的。
A name has meaning.
可能代表着父母对孩子的期待，或者是有些华人会按照着家族宗亲的族谱来为孩子命名，代表他是属于我们家的一份子。
It might represent a parent's hope for their children or the child's family line.
所以名字有它的重要性。
So a name is important.
接着我们来看看圣经是如何告诉我们关于这个婴孩的名字。
Let us see what the Bible has to tell us about this baby's name.
我接下来要念马太福音一章二十到二十三节。正思念这事的时候，有主的使者向他梦中显现说，大卫的子孙约瑟，不要怕，只管娶过你的妻子玛利亚来，因她所怀的孕是从圣灵来的。她将要生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫耶稣，因他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。这一切的事成就是要应验主借先知所说的话，说必有童女怀孕生子，人要称他的名为以马内利。
Reading from the Bible, Matthew chapter 1, verses 20 to 23. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus.Because he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel.
这段经我们看到是婴儿他出生前几个月，神透过使者在梦中向约瑟，也就是婴孩的父亲来显现，要让这个婴孩取名做耶稣。
From this passage, we see that before the child was born, God through an angel in a vision to Joseph.The baby's father told him that he should give the baby the name Jesus.
并且这个婴孩的诞生代表神的话语会被应验，代表了神来到人世间，神与人同在。
The birth of this baby represented the fulfillment of God's word that God had come into the world, that God is with us.
耶稣这个名字原本的意思是耶和华拯救。
The name of Jesus means Jehovah saves.
我们从刚才的经文也可以看到，因为主的使者说，因为他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。
The angel of the Lord said, because he will save his people from sin.
这话怎么说呢？
What does this tell us?
从圣经我们知道，人原本是属于神的，这不但是说我们是被神所造的，也是告诉我们原本应当是要享受在神所命定、神所赐福的安息里头。
In the Bible, we know that.Man is created by God. This tells us that we were originally intended to enjoy God's blessings and God's rest.
当神将天地万物造齐了之后，便歇了他一切创造的功，安息了。
After God created the heavens and the earth on the seventh day, he rested.
但是人却因为犯罪，无法进入圣洁神的安息里头。
But because man has sinned, man is unable to enter into God's rest.
也因为我们现在最终导致我们是处在一个需要被拯救的处境里头。
And because we are in sin, we now need salvation.
现在每个人都需要有一个救赎的方法，每一个人都需要一位救赎主去得享神的安息。
Now everyone needs a way of salvation, and everyone needs a savior in order to enter God's rest.
刚刚我们大家有念到路加福音二章十一节那样的经文，因为今天在大卫的城里为你们生了救主，就是主基督耶稣，就是这个救赎的方法，耶稣就是世人的救主。
In Luke chapter 2 verse 11 we saw that it says, In the town of David today is born to you a Savior. He is Christ the Lord. Jesus is the Savior. He is our salvation.
假如我可以为神取名字，这是一个比较不尊敬的用语，但是因为我要举例子。
If I could give God a name, this may not be very respectful, but this is just an example.
那么我一定要取一个很响亮的嘛，像是全能的神，全智慧的神，或者是全福的神。
Then I would choose a name that is a grand name, something like all-powerful, all-knowing, or all-blessings.
我多希望让世人可以见到这位神，他是何等的大有能力，他的智慧是无法测度的神，而且他是多么愿意将他的福赐给他的百姓。
I want the world to know this is such a powerful God. He has incomparable wisdom, and he is willing to bless everyone.
难道不是吗？我们刚刚说的都完全都是神的属性啊。
This is not true. These are all God's attributes.
但是神的意思却要给这位婴孩取名为耶稣，代表了耶和华亲自拯救。
But God's plan was to give this name to Jesus so that he represents the salvation of God.
我们可以从这个名字看到他充分表露神对人的心意。
From this name, we can see God's heart for mankind.
神要人看见自己需要被拯救，也可以被拯救。
God wants us to see that we need salvation and we can be saved.
神也要人知道神愿意拯救，神可以拯救，神就是拯救。
And he wants us to know that God is willing to save, that God can save, and God is salvation.
天下人间没有别的名字与他一样可以因着信靠而得救。
For there is no other name under heaven given to man by which we must be saved.
唯有耶稣是世人的救主，唯有倚靠神的拯救，罪人才可以得到救赎。
Only Jesus is mankind's salvation. Only by trusting in God's salvation can sinners find redemption.
在我们的生活当中，在我们的祷告里面，在我们传福音的信息里面，甚至在我们唱诗歌敬拜当中，时常会讲到耶稣，时常提到耶稣这个名字。
In our lives, in our prayers, in sharing the gospel, in our singing of praise songs, we will often talk about Jesus.And mention this name.
这是一个何等宝贵的名字，可以从他看到神对人终极的心意。
What a precious name! From there, we can see God's heart for mankind.
这是令人震撼的名字，神竟然愿意用自己的生命来拯救世上的罪人。
What a shocking name that God would use His own life to save mankind.
不要将耶稣这个名字忘了，因为我们每一个人都是神亲自拯救、寻找并且挽回的。
Don't forget this name, because all of us are saved by this name.
我们每一个人都是因为这个名字，今天可以向这位宇宙独一的真神、创造世界的主宰来向他说阿爸、天父。
Because of this name, we can now call out to this creator of the universe, Abba God, Abba Father.
今年的圣诞假期，让我们更多的思念耶稣这个宝贵的圣名。
This Christmas, let us ponder upon this name.
接下来我们要提到关于礼物的经文，讲到礼物大家应该都很高兴。
Next, let us talk about the scripture passage on gifts. Everyone must be happy when we mention gifts.
当中我们若是朋友有怀孕的，我们在产期之前我们会帮他举办一个什么 baby shower.
When someone is pregnant in our midst, we usually would prepare a baby shower for her before her birth date.
从圣经的记载，我们看到有几个博士拿了三样的礼物去朝见耶稣。我总觉得这个很像是耶稣的 baby shower。
From the Bible, we see that the wise men had brought three gifts to meet Jesus. This is like Jesus' baby shower.
只不过这个两千多年前的版本和现在举办的时间点有点不太一样。
Except 2,000 years ago, the timing of this baby shower is different from what we have now.
不过这样比较好。因为我常常听说在 baby shower 的时候大家送一些粉红色系列的东西，结果 baby 生出来竟然是一个男生。
But maybe that's better, because I've seen baby showers where everyone brought pink stuff, but in the end the baby is a boy.
我们再来看几段经文，马太福音二章一开始说到，当希律王的时候，耶稣生在犹太的伯利恒，有几个博士从东方来到耶路撒冷说，那生下来做犹太人之王的在哪里？我们在东方看见他的星，特来拜他。
In Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 to 2, it says, After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, Where is the one who has been born, King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him.
到了第九节，开始说到博士们来到了伯利恒。 第九节，他们在东方所看见的那星忽然在行在他们前头，直行到小孩子的地方，就在上头停住了。他们看见那星就大大的欢喜，进了房子看见小孩子和他母亲玛利亚，就俯伏拜那小孩，揭开宝盒，拿黄金、乳香、没药为礼物给他。
In verses 9 through 11, after they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
博士送的礼物有什么？黄金是最具尊贵权力的象征。
What did the Magi bring? Gold is the most precious gift of all.
乳香没药都是一种树脂类的香料，当时都是非常非常尊贵的。
Frankincense and myrrh were spices that were extracted from trees, and they were very precious at that time.
我今天带了两样乳香跟没药，我没有黄金，因为行情比较不好。
Today I brought frankincense and myrrh, but I don't have gold with me.
这个乳白色的树脂就是乳香。另外一个
中褐色
的偏红色一点的就是没药。
The one that's a bit redder is myrrh.
在旧约时代记载献祭的过程或是会幕所在之处，许多成至圣的这个场合常常可以看到乳香没药的使用。
In Old Testament times, frankincense and myrrh can be seen being used in sacrifice and at the temple and tabernacle.
它们可以做成使器具使祭物成圣的香料或者是膏油。
They can be used to make utensils, spices for offerings, and even anointed oils.
另外，我们也知道耶稣死后，尼哥底母带着约有100斤的沉香没药所混合的香料来包裹耶稣的身体。所以有人认为这个也是为耶稣的死所预备。
We also know that when Jesus died, Nicodemus brought about 75 pounds of these spices.To prepare for his burial. So we know that this is for, in preparation for Jesus' death.
虽然我们很难确定到底当时这三样礼物代表什么意义，但是我们仍然可以向东方的博士们来学习学习。
Even though we don't know the exact meaning of these three gifts, but we can learn from these wise men.
他们不但具有具体的行动，千里迢迢远道而来，并且还是有备而来，预备了宝盒，装好了礼物，恭敬地献给耶稣。
These wise men, they came from far away and they were prepared. They brought these gifts wrapped in boxes to be respectfully and revered to be given to Jesus.
所以让我们今年圣诞节也是有备而来，可能不见得献上黄金乳香没药，也不见得需要夸张浮夸绚丽的外表或者是物质上面的礼物。
So this year, let us also prepare ourselves to come before Jesus. We might not need to bring gold, frankincense and myrrh, nor fancy gifts.
而是真心的预备好自己的身心灵。
But let us, with our hearts, prepare ourselves.
我们要知道，所朝拜的确实是最尊贵的君王，并且他愿意成为我们每个人生命中的王。
We must know that we worship a most glorious king, one who is willing to become the Lord of our lives.
我们也要知道，我们所朝拜的是一位圣洁无瑕的大祭司，他的降世就是要为每个人献上赎罪的祭物，带领我们回到神的面前，并且恢复我们与神的关系。
We must know we worship a pure and holy high priest. His birth gives us the redemption from sins and brings us to be reconciled to God.
我们也要知道，耶稣为我们所摆上的祭物，竟然是他自己的生命。他亲自为属他的百姓，成为了代罪的羔羊，死在十字架上。
We must also know that Jesus prepared himself as a sacrifice for us to be.Sacrifice for our sins as the Lamb of God to die on the cross.
所以今年的圣诞节，用一个恭敬崇拜的心，一起来朝见耶稣。从现在就开始预备好我们的身心灵，成为活祭献给主。
So this Christmas, let us prepare ourselves, prepare our hearts, so that we can be living sacrifices and be offered to God.
今年的圣诞节，或者说从今年的圣诞节开始，我们还可以做些什么呢
？So this Christmas, or starting from this Christmas, what else can we do?
一般人为了庆祝圣诞节都在做些什么
？Most people when they prepare to celebrate Christmas, what do they do?
他们布置圣诞树、挂圣诞灯、圣诞吊饰、写圣诞卡、和圣诞老公公拍照、送圣诞礼物、看圣诞大戏，当然少不了吃圣诞大餐。
They have Christmas trees, Christmas lights, Christmas decorations, Christmas cards, Santa Claus, Christmas presents, Christmas shows, and Christmas dinners.
拜世俗化、全球化以及各种商业行为之次，圣诞节早就是全世界最多人共同的节日庆典，只是这个庆祝的中心却早已经完全偏离。
Christmas has become very commercialized over the world, but now the focus has Christmas. The celebration of Christmas has lost its focus.
原本普世欢腾、救主降临，现在已经变成全球欢乐却不见耶稣的荒谬。
Joy to the world, the Lord has come, has now become joy to the world, but we don't see Jesus.
你可以想象你的生日 party 有邀请来的朋友带着礼物到了家门口，把车停好了，最后跑到隔壁老王家去烤肉去 party 吗？
Can you imagine if you had a birthday party and your friend came and parked his car at your house, but went next door to visit someone else?
现在很多人在做这种事。
There are a lot of people doing that now.
各位弟兄姐妹，无论是圣诞树的造型、装饰、灯饰，或者我们从小到大所收到的圣诞礼物，都会随着世界的流行不断的改变。
Brothers and sisters, regardless of its Christmas trees, Christmas lights, Christmas gifts, all of these trends will come and go.
但是到头来，只有十字架的道理跟耶稣基督宝贵的尊名不曾改变。
But in the end, only the way of the cross and the name of Jesus will be unchanging and eternal.
我们必须要知道耶稣是真神，他亘古常在，他统管万有。降生的时候，神可以感动这么多人来纪念他。
We must know that Jesus is the true God. He is eternal. He is sovereign over all. When he was born, so many people came to celebrate him.
当然也配得世人到2000多年之后依旧的纪念他、敬拜他，并且继续传他的福音。
Of course, he is worthy after 2,000 years to continue to be remembered, to be worshipped, and to be shared to the people.
我们也不要忘记他带给世界真正的喜乐、永恒的平安、永远的福乐，才是永远不会改变的。
And let us not forget, he brings to the world true joy, true peace, true blessings. It is, this will never change.
我们今天看到的画面不是按人所定义的圣诞节，不是商业行为所营造出来的流行的一个节日。
Today, what we saw is not a man-made Christmas. It is not a commercial type of holiday.
而是神所定的圣诞节，是真正按照神旨意降世的耶稣，真正按照神旨意的带领与感动来迎接真神降生时的一个景象。
But it is a Christmas that was under God's will. It is a Christmas that, because of God's gift to us, that we could see Jesus being born in this wonderful scene of Christmas.
各位弟兄姐妹和朋友，今年的圣诞节让我们摆脱以往世俗对圣诞节所造成的污染。
Dear brothers and sisters, this Christmas, let us throw away all the worldly stuff that we do for Christmas.
让我们回到圣经，学习当时的人因着神的旨意来纪念耶稣的降生。
Let us return to the Bible and learn from the people in the Bible how did they remember Jesus' birth.
让我们学习报好信的天使到各山岭去传扬，诉说基督已降生。
Let us learn from the angel, go to all the mountains and proclaim that Jesus is born.
也让我们效法天君的颂赞，在至高之处荣耀归于神，在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人，让万国万民都来向至高神敬拜。
Let us learn from the great company of heavenly hosts. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace to those on whom his favor rests. Let us all together praise God.
因为那个关乎万民的大喜的信息，就是神透过耶稣的降生，将百姓从罪恶当中拯救出来的信息，已经完全应验在耶稣身上了。
Because this great news, the news that God has redeemed us from sin,is already been fulfilled in Jesus.
今年的圣诞节让我们重新纪念思念主耶稣的名字，让我们再一次看清我们的生命是因为神的拯救而得来的。
This Christmas, let us remember, let us think upon Jesus' name, and let us see clearly that our lives have been redeemed by Jesus.
教会周三的圣诞夜晚崇拜是一个很好的机会，让我们在教会当中一起敬拜、聚集、分别为圣，献上我们集体的敬拜与赞美，成为馨香的祭物来献给神。
This Wednesday on Christmas Eve, it's a great opportunity for the entire church to come together and to set this day aside so that we can worship, praise, and offer our sacrifices to God.
让我们一起将神的荣耀归给他，并且让更多的人得到属天的平安与喜乐。
Let us give God the glory that He is worth, so that more people can come and enjoy the Lord's peace and joy.
圣诞节之后呢？
What about after Christmas?
我们不要只做一个圣诞节的基督徒，好不好
？Let us not just be a Christmas Christian.
我以前在波人团契聚会的时候，遇到一个新朋友，问他信主了没？他跟我回，他是 CE Christian。
When I was in Belmont, I met a new friend, and I asked him, "Do you know Jesus?" And he said, "I am a CE Christian."
我只有听过 CEO 啊，我没有听过 CE Christian.
I've only heard of CEO. I've never heard of a CE Christian.
他跟我说，他只有在 Christmas 跟 Easter 的时候会出现在教会。
He told me that he only appears at church on Christmas and Easter.
我们不要像他，好不好
？Let us not be like him.
我们不要只在圣诞节才去报佳音，才去传喜讯，好不好
？Let us not just wait until Christmas to go to share the good news.
我们不要只在圣诞节才来朝见耶稣，好不好
？Let us not only come to see Jesus on Christmas.
因为就算没有人设立这个节日，在2000多年前，我们的救主依然降生了。
Because even if there was no Christmas 2,000 years ago, our Lord Jesus was born.
就算没有圣诞节这个节日，这位荣耀的尊贵的君王也一直是我们生命中的主，我们的王。
Even if there was no Christmas, this precious and glorious King, He is and always will be the King of our lives.
我们之所以可以回到神的面前向他敬拜，不是因为圣诞节这个节日，乃是因为主耶稣已经为我们的罪死了，也复活了。
We can come in front of the Lord not because of this day, Christmas, but because Jesus Christ has already died for our sins and He has risen again.
所以就算没有圣诞节，让我们仍然用一个圣洁、敬拜、传福音的生活来回应真神，我们的救主基督为我们而生。
So even if there was no Christmas, let us live our lives as a holy, pleasing sacrifice to God, and let us share this gospel of Christmas every day.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
那位愿意听他儿女祷告、施行怜悯与拯救的主耶和华，谢谢你赐下你的爱子耶稣基督降世为人。将我们从原本黑暗死荫之地走入了真理光明之中，让我们透过这次圣诞节或者从今年的圣诞节开始，来更加的看重我们跟你的关系，更加的看重我们因你而得的这个新的生命，更加珍惜有你同在的生活。这个是一个和世人不一样，和过去的我们也不再一样的新生命，是一个可以去爱主、可以去爱人的新生命。主，求你使用我们，能够让我们用一个圣洁、敬拜、传福音的生活来回应主耶稣为我而生。这样的祷告是奉圣婴耶稣基督的名，阿门。
阿门。